KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 39 degrees. We look for it to be sunny today with a high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Western Iowa news, two people from Missouri Valley were injured early Monday morning during a rear-end collision on DeSoto Avenue in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff's officials say the accident happened after an animal darted in front of a vehicle driven by 43-year-old Teresa Powley, and she slowed to avoid a collision. In the process, her 2011 Chevy SUV was hit from behind by a 2008 Dodge pickup driven by 57-year-old Timothy Theris. The accident happened at around 4:45 a.m. near the bridge over Interstate 29 on DeSoto Avenue. Authorities say the impact spun Polly's SUV around and resulted in her being trapped inside the vehicle. She was flown by helicopter to the Nebraska Medical Center. A report on her condition is not available. Theris was treated at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs and released. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
No injuries were reported after a pickup truck rear-ended a school bus Monday afternoon here in Cass County. The accident, which was reported at around 3:40 p.m., took place on 550th Street or Highway 48, a little over 2 miles north of Griswold. No other details are currently available, but again, there were no reports of injuries. Firefighters from Harlan and Shelby were called to the scene of a truck fire at around 630th and Ironwood Road Monday afternoon. The incident took place at around 3:34 p.m., The truck, which was fully engulfed in flames, was said to be in a partially combined field about 3 miles west of the Harlan Municipal Airport. The fire had also begun to spread to the field. There were no injuries reported. Shelby County Emergency Manager Bob Seivert said Monday that the fire danger level in the county will remain in the high category through at least Thursday. The fire danger rating is based on input from local fire chiefs and emergency management, along with weather factors, of course. Controlled burns should only be conducted with the knowledge of your local fire chief in Shelby County. Open burning is discouraged. Seivert said last week that he expects the fire danger to remain high throughout this month. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday that a Douglas County, Nebraska man was sentenced Friday to 1.5 years in prison for failing to register with the sex offender registry. U.S. District Court Judge, Chief Judge James Gritzner handed down the 18-month prison sentence to 42-year-old Richard Elliott Hansen. Gritzner also ordered Hansen to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. On May the 3rd of this year, Hansen entered a guilty plea to failing to register with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, as required, when he began employment in Council Bluffs. Law enforcement determined that in November of 2011, Hansen had been employed at a Council Bluffs business for about 2 months without registering with the Sheriff's Office as required by the Sex Offender Registry and Notification Act. The investigation into his activities was conducted by the U.S. Marshals Service, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Friday of 19-year-old Jessica Cooper of Atlantic. Cooper was taken into custody on a charge of serious assault. No other details about the incident were released. Cooper had been booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that numerous arrests took place over the past week. On September 25th, 23-year-old Alexander Paul Dvorak of Atlantic turned himself in to the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Dvorak was being held in the Cass County Jail on $5,000 bond. That same day, 23-year-old Jennifer Renee DeLaca of Atlantic was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for child endangerment. DeLaca was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $2,500 bond. The sheriff's office says on September 28th, 40-year-old Michael Eugene Boggs of Atlantic was arrested on 3 charges of domestic abuse, third or subsequent offense, assault on a police officer, and interference with official acts. Boggs was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $10,000 bond. Also on September 28th, deputies in Cass County arrested 53-year-old Terry Lee Ranney of Messina on a charge of simple assault. Ranney was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $300 bond. This past Saturday, 35-year-old Joshua Lynn Heminger of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Jail on a sheriff's office charge of child endangerment and third offense OWI. Those charges were the result of a motor vehicle accident that occurred on June the 6th. Heminger was released on the following day on his own recognizance. And on Sunday, 37-year-old Daniel Ray Lung of Messina was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse, serious assault. Lung was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Monday on his own recognizance. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office Monday released a report on their recent activity. Officials said on September 22nd, 19-year-old Thomas Birch of Omaha was arrested on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge, and 28-year-old Isaac Calvin Hayes of Hamburg was arrested for public intoxication. On September 27th, Fremont County deputies investigated an incident of theft at the Fremont County landfill, and on September 25th, a Clarinda man reported an incident of larceny of theft. Officials said also that back on September 17th, David Burns of Sydney was driving a 2000 Chevy Silverado pickup westbound on Highway 2 in Fremont County by the Interstate 29 exit when he was approached by a 2001 Mercury Cougar driven by Michaela Smith of Hamburg. Smith failed to slow down in time and hit the pickup. Burns suffered possible neck and back injuries and was transported by St. Mary's Hospital in Nebraska City, Nebraska, for evaluation. In other news, campaign officials say Democrat Vice President Joe Biden will make a campaign stop in Council Bluffs this Thursday. The Council Bluffs office for Obama for America at 1851 Madison Avenue, Suite 200, says they'll make tickets available on a first-come, first-served basis for the event, beginning today at 8 a.m. Only one ticket per person is allowed, and a ticket will be necessary for the free event, which will be held at the Mid-America Center. Doors open at 11 a.m. Thursday. The Cass County Republican Party has announced the opening of the county Republican headquarters at 319 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. That's formerly the U.S. Army Recruiting Office. The headquarters will be open beginning tomorrow. Its hours of operation will be from noon until 4:30 p.m. Mondays through Fridays, and from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. on Saturdays through Election Day. Yard signs for the candidates will be available for pickup at the headquarters, in addition to other materials that detail information about the candidates. A grand opening event is currently pending. You can contact Party Chairman David Wiederstein at 712-249-8417 for inquiries about the headquarters and for other volunteer opportunities. The Cass County Republican Party also say they want to extend a special thanks to the former party chairman, Jim Field, for his assistance in securing the location of the headquarters. Well, meetings are planned this month in more than 100 Iowa towns where the U.S. Postal Service plans to reduce hours of operations at post offices. Peter Haas, a spokesperson for the USPS in Iowa, said window hours could be reduced to 2, 4, or 6 hours per day, depending on the location.
We want to hear our customers' feedback on what their preferences are, and we're going to be doing community meetings in every community where we have a proposed change in the retail hours for a post office.
The USPS originally proposed closing 3,700 rural post offices around the country to cut costs, but altered the plan to simply reduce retail hours.
And of course, retail means the area where you walk in and purchase stamps or have a clerk help you mail a package. It wouldn't affect in offices that have, for example, P.O. boxes. The access to those would remain the same.
The meetings happening in Iowa begin next week. Haas said that Iowans who can't attend a meeting in their community can still provide feedback.
Prior to the meetings, we're sending out notifications to our customers in those communities with a survey so that they can provide their input in that way as well.
The USPS is searching for ways to cut costs in response to a 25% drop in mail volume over the past 5 years. The plan to reduce rural post office hours is projected to save the Postal Service $500,000 a year. And here's some of the meetings that are set to occur at post offices or other locations in southwest Iowa. On October the 9th at 6 p.m. at the Brattyville City Hall. October the 15th, the Orient Post Office beginning at 2:15 p.m., the Fontenelle Post Office at 4 p.m., the Cumberland Post Office at 5:15 p.m., and the Grant Post Office at 6:30. Also, a meeting will be held October 16th at the Prescott Post Office beginning at 2 o'clock, and October 17th at the DeSoto Post Office beginning at 1 p.m. and Maxburg Post Office at 2:30. The Iowa League of Cities has recognized the city of Avoca as a 2012 All-Star community. The recognition came at the ILC's annual conference and exhibit, which was held in Sioux City from September 26th through the 28th. The All-Star Community Award is the most prestigious honor given by the League of Cities, or two cities it is, and entries are judged by a panel of former city officials and others familiar with municipal government. The judges determine winners based on innovative efforts in areas such as urban renewal, development, preservation, service sharing, or quality of life improvements. This year, Avoca was one of five of Iowa's 947 cities to garner such recognition for their Restoring Avoca project. You can read more about that under this same story on our website at kjan.com. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Pennsylvania voters are waiting to find out the fate of the state's new photo ID law. A judge hearing the case has said that he was considering invalidating a narrow portion of the law before the November 6th election. And an appeal to the state Supreme Court is still possible. Critics say the law, which requires voters to present a photo ID, can hurt some citizens like young people and minorities. President Obama and Republican Mitt Romney are preparing for Wednesday's debate in Denver while their running mates hit the road to campaign today. Vice President Joe Biden has two campaign events in North Carolina, and Romney's running mate Paul Ryan will hit three towns during a bus tour in Iowa today. A measure of U.S. home prices jumped 4.6% in August compared to a year ago, the largest year-over-year increase in more than 6 years. CoreLogic, a private real estate data provider, also says that prices rose 0.3% in August from July, the sixth straight month of price gains compared with rising home sales and increased builder confidence, point to a housing recovery that's becoming sustainable. KJAN News Time is 8:12.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Lawrence Pesci, age 93, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Lawrence Pesci will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Irene Christensen, age 96, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Irene Christensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dolores Spillers, age 88, of Redfield, died Thursday. Services for Dolores Spillers will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has arrangements. Alice Isabel Sparling Thompson Bassett, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Alice Bassett will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Hazel Christ, age 94, of Exira, died September 27th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Hazel Christ will be held Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Loyal Goff, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Loyal Goff will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Naomi DeVos of Atlantic died Monday at the Allen House in Atlantic. Services for Naomi DeVos are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.